welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete, and today I am delighted to be joined by the fabulous, all the way from Ireland, Abby Wood. Abby, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. That was an introduction and a half.
Well, you know, I do try. I like to make my guests feel special and welcome and warm and fuzzy when they join the show. Abby, it is brilliant to have you on here. I was just explaining to Abby that in the sort of pre-show chat that we all have, and if anybody wants to experience one of those pre-show chats, they're going to have to come as a guest on the show. That's just the way it works. But I was explaining to you that I have been meaning to invite you on the show for ages, and it's been entirely my fault that I haven't. And so I apologize for that publicly, because I've you know, taken you away from all of the good listeners of our show. I'm honestly thrilled to have you on the show. So thank you for giving the time to be here.
Ah, no worries at all. I'm delighted to be here. It's a fun podcast to listen to. So all good.
Thank you. So do you want, just leading on from that, do you want to sort of just explain a little bit about who you are in case people haven't sort of heard of you before? We connected a few years ago. So do you want to give people a bit of a sort of rundown as to who Abby Wood is?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am not Madonna. I do not expect everyone to know who I am. My name is Abby Wood, and I am a content strategist, copywriter by trade. Started in the industry about 10 years ago with my partner Nick. We set up our first full service digital agency, Island Website Design. And then 4 years ago, I decided to niche down even further, and I launched the Content Lab, which is now my baby. And we just white label for other digital agencies, doing copywriting and content marketing and all that good stuff. Based in Ireland, in Waterford, in the sunny southeast, which you can take with a grain of salt. It is Ireland after all. But originally from Cambridge, despite what my accent may may say.
You see, if so. I'm in the mainland UK. I'm in England. I'm in Sheffield. And for those of you that are listening across the pond, the bulk of Ireland to us is the place that the rain comes from on the weather map. it's kind of the bit that's shaded out, because we only get Northern Ireland actually on our weather map, and the rest of Ireland's kind of shaded out. So yeah, you're kind of who we blame for all of our rain. I hope you don't mind that.
Not at all. Here, do you know what? The country is absolutely beautiful. It is so green and so lush. But to get that green and lush, you got to have a bit of rain.
This is true. And I'm ashamed to say I've never actually been to Ireland.
Oh my God. You need to come over here. Everybody, it's so laid back here. I've lived here 12 years now, and it's so friendly and so laid back, and everyone's just really nice. And it's just, yeah, everyone should just come visit Ireland. It's fantastic.
Well, I'll take you up on that. I'll let you know when I'm coming, so you can prepare me a seat for dinner. that's brilliant. So as you said, 4 years ago, you started the Content Lab. And that, I believe, is where I first came across you, because I believe it was on Lee Jackson's, what's now the Trailblazer FM podcast. He may have called it something else at the time. And you very much positioned yourself as the go-to white label content service for agencies, didn't you?
Yes, no pressure. I was on Lee's, the lovely Lee's podcast. The whole thing is, I'll tell you how I set up the company, basically. So I always ran the content department of Island Website Design. And I joined the YouGurus program. And kind of, it's kind of like a mastermind for agencies and stuff, and how better to run your business and all this kind of fantastic stuff. And met a lot of other agency owners, and they were just like, "Wow, your copy is fantastic. Who do you hire to do it?" And I was like, "Well, I do it, you know, kind of, that's what I do." And they were just like, "Oh, could we hire you to do it?" And I was just like, "Okay, well, this is its own business." And so I just split off from kind of Island Website Design. The two companies are completely separate now. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So we have over 60 agencies on the books now, which is fantastic. We're incredibly lucky to be super busy. No complaints there.
That's awesome.
We work with companies in America and Canada and New Zealand, Australia, the UK, obviously. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's I love working with other agency owners because I try to kind of position us as a little bit different, that kind of we're your partner, we're your content partner, you know, kind of, if I can't imagine, you know, grabbing a coffee or going out for a meal with you and having a good old chat and laugh and stuff, then, you know, kind of we're probably not for you, because there is that kind of very, you know, friendly, laid back. I'm adopting the Irish approach here. That
you've taken the words out of my mouth, to be honest. I was going to say exactly that.
This is it. And like, that's all we do. We literally, if it's the written word online, we do it. So kind of there's like, I used to build websites. You definitely wouldn't want me to build your website now. They are brutal. But if it's the written word, we're great. So, you know, kind of that's all we do. That's our niche. We partner with agencies long term, and it's pretty much a done for you solution. So yeah, that's pretty much, I know it's a big thing, like, oh, you know, we're the go-to agency and stuff. And everybody says that. And I definitely am not that brazen to be like, oh yeah, no, you have to hire us, because that's just not me. But, you know, it's, yeah, that's, and like most of our agencies have been with us since the beginning, kind of, we onboard new agencies every month, but, yeah, no, it's lovely to kind of help them and see their agencies grow and kind of, you know, take content off their plate, because it's always a big old pain in the butt whenever you're doing website work or even content marketing. It's one of the sticking points for most agencies. So it's nice to just do it for them.
Yeah, you know, that really is... Content is one of those things that really does kind of get pigeonholed a little bit. In some respects... it's vitally important, but in other respects, you know, I'll be honest, I've worked with agencies in the past that kind of just push that onto the client and say, hey, well, you know what, that's kind of their responsibility. They bring the expertise when it comes to what they do, and we're doing the web development stuff or the design or whatever it is. And I can sort of see both sides of the argument, but there is this kind of chicken and egg scenario with it, isn't there? That agencies often feel it's up to the client. Clients often feel out of their depth. So in your experience, sort of, where does the ownership with that lie, and how would an agency go about controlling that conversation?
So obviously I'm completely biased, but it kind of, when you sell a website or you sell marketing to a company, kind of, they're coming to you as the expert in your field. And, you know, if your field is web design or web development only, kind of, then you hire team members, you know, or you hire contractors, or, you know, kind of, you partner with another agency who can fulfill kind of the full ecosystem of presenting a company or a brand online. So, you know, it's kind of like, I always use this example. So if you're developing a website for a company, you know, kind of, would you accept them to bring in a logo that they did in, you know, Paint? You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, kind of like, you know, it'll do the job, sure, but it won't represent them, and it won't do all of their hard work justice online, because people will look at it and say, oh, that's a bit kind of DIY, you know. And I think content is a difficult one, because it's kind of out of the realm of design and development. And yeah, kind of, they're all married to each other and they all help each other out and stuff, but it's its own discipline. And finding a good copywriter is like gold dust. I mean, kind of speaking from experience, like, you know, kind of, I have a team of eight now that work with me, and they're all absolutely fantastic, very, very talented. But it takes me 6 months to a year to find a new copywriter every time I'm hiring, because it's very difficult to find someone that can accurately represent a company, their brand voice, but also all of that lovely knowledge and expert insight that makes them who they are and, you know, can serve their clientele fully. So it's, you know, kind of... I know a lot of kind of agencies, when they first get set up, or just, you know, kind of one man, one woman bands that are kind of doing everything themselves, and, you know, kind of, they could do a bit of design, they could do a bit of development, and kind of they try and write it themselves, and it's a time suck, you know, because if you're not doing this day in, day out, it takes ages. Like, you sat staring at a blank page and like, oh my god, what am I going to put down here, you know. So I always say, kind of, it's up to the agency to kind of go back to the clients and say, you could do this yourself, but it's not going to do your company justice. It's not going to perform well on the search engines, because although this is bread and butter for us, you know, kind of in the agency world, we know SEO, we know kind of, you know, meta titles and descriptions, we know keyword research. If you say any of those words to the average client, they're like, oh my God, what is that? No, I'm just shutting down right now. I can't even, what are they talking about? Let alone showing them, you know, well, you know, your meta title needs to be this length and you need to get this information and that kind of stuff. So it's, yeah, it's, and I guess I know I'm babbling a little bit right now, but I could just talk for hours on this kind of stuff.
No, go for it. Go for it. These are the interviews I like. I'm going to go get a coffee. I'll see you in a minute.
just sit back and relax. It's all good. but yeah, kind of like it's, and it depends on kind of the agency themselves, because, you know, kind of some people, if they're just getting started in the industry and they're just trying to get a few customers under their belts and they just want to get the websites out, it can be incredibly tempting just to say, you do the copy and I'll put it up. Or, you know, kind of, I even met one agency owner who refused to touch copy. And he was just like, if they don't provide the copy, I launch it with lorem ipsum. And my heart died a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. But it, that was it. Like, he was just like, no, you've hired me to develop the website. That's what I've done. It's up to you to provide the copy. But speaking from, you know, kind of like the web designer, the web agency's ego as well, you can't put a site like that on your portfolio.
No, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a tricky balance. I think finding a solution that works for you, kind of a good copywriter, you know, kind of can give you the tips on how to sell copywriting for sure. And like, I've written blogs and all this kind of stuff, you know, on that subject before, but it's kind of, if you have, whether you're hiring in-house and, you know, kind of they can come in on the sales meetings, fantastic, chef's kiss, wonderful. They can sell the process. They can sell the outcome. They can sell the, you know, kind of the overall experience for you. If you have like a partner agency, then, you know, kind of they should have resources in-house that will help you kind of figure out exactly how to sell it to clients. And I mean, at the end of the day, you're taking something off the client's plate. You know, it, you know, kind of you've sold them a website. If you're selling them, you know, ongoing blogging or anything like that, you're getting them results with minimal effort from them. And that's what we do as professionals. That's our job. So I think copy is just a little very important section in that whole kind of experience.
Do you think part of the reason that some agencies, I'm going to use the word fearful, maybe that's not quite what I mean, but are a little fearful of content is because they don't really know how to quantify it? They,
oh,
you know,
absolutely.
If you've got a website brief come in and you can break it down and you can say, okay, right, well, I know it's going to be this many templates. I even know maybe it's going to be this many pages. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, I know on average it's going to take me 3 hours to design and 4 hours to code it. So, okay, here's your quote. I can do that. But actually when it comes to, oh, so you want me to write the copy for you? Right. Well, is that like 300 words? Is that like 1,000 words? Is that like 3,000 words per page? How, you know, so do you think there's a little bit of, it is a bit of that sort of step into the unknown, which is where the hesitation comes?
Absolutely. I mean, if you've never kind of priced up copy, it can be incredibly daunting. And the wonderful thing about copywriters and content marketers is we all work differently and we all price differently. So, you know, kind of if you're like pricing a project and then you go and find your copywriter or your content expert and they're like, well, actually, I price per page and you've priced per word, then you're like, oh my God, you know, kind of, is my profit margin completely gone? Or, you know, kind of, is this just, you know, completely off the wall and not going to happen now? I think, you know, kind of, so there are multiple ways of pricing up a copy project. So we'll take like your average website for, you know, for an example.
Yeah.
So you could have, you know, kind of a copywriter that'll come in and say, okay, well, I'm going to do 1,000 words for the homepage and 500 words for every inner page. And then like the contact page is like 50 words. And then they'll price you based on that. It's kind of like how digital agencies price as well, because everyone prices differently. So some will price on results, some will price on, you know, value, some will price on the actual hours put in. Exactly the same with copywriting, which doesn't help our listeners, but it is what it is. I'm just giving you a general overview. So for me, I price kind of I know, because I've been doing this like 10 years, I know how long it will take to write each page on a website. So that's how I personally price things. So like, you know, kind of like a homepage will take this long, it'll be this price. An inner page will take this long, it'll be this price. Whereas kind of, you know, kind of you have some freelancers will maybe be like, okay, well, I think the whole project will take me this long. So it'll be this price, whereas others are based per word and stuff. I would say conversion copy, so website copy, is its own specialist little niche inside kind of the general overview of content and online copy and that kind of thing. So conversion copy, I tend to tell people to avoid pricing per word, because conversion copy isn't about kind of bulking the work out. It's literally kind of getting to the point and getting that conversion as quickly as possible. So it's short, it's snappy. Yes, you're gonna, you know, kind of, you're gonna have paragraphs, you're gonna have, you know, lots of helpful information the further you go down the page, but you, if you're hiring a new copywriter, you definitely don't want them fluffing up the piece just to hit, you know, kind of the next word count so that they get paid, yeah. You know? So it's a little bit different. And again, kind of, it depends on your copywriter, you know, kind of, are they doing the keyword research for you? Kind of how much industry research do they need to do? You know, do they have experience writing website copy? Because as I said, you know, kind of, you can have content marketers, you can have content writers, you can have copywriters. And I know kind of all these things sound the same, but they're their own kind of specialist areas within online content. So there's a lot of different factors into pricing up a job. And that can be incredibly daunting if you've never done it before. So I would say kind of, you know, find a copywriter that, you know, kind of is open and approachable and can help you figure out, you know, exactly how you could work together and how you would price a project together. So for instance, kind of like the agencies we work with, kind of if we work together a while, I'll tell them, hey, send me over the sitemap, send me over kind of the current website that they've got, or like your discovery notes or something like that, and I'll give you a price based off that. So it depends on kind of the writer that you're working with. And if you're doing it yourself, that's another ballpark altogether.
Well, you know, you took the next question out of my mouth, which was, so if I was to present a project to you, what would you need from me? So yeah, obviously I have spoken at length about discovery and ideally not making discovery free, because you're giving away a hell of a lot of consultancy about through a discovery process. But that discovery, understanding the site hierarchy, the site structure, the site map, whatever you want to call it, and then any keyword research. So if you're not doing it for me, so that would, I guess, in my position, focusing on SEO, you know, keyword research isn't really an issue for us to do in house. So if I was to pass you those three things, that would then, and obviously then have a conversation with you about it, that would be enough for you to go away and say, okay, so if we were to provide copy for this new website based on that format, it would be X.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty much all I would need. Some other, you know, kind of other copywriters work very differently, and you know, kind of they might need other information. But that's what we would work to. And I mean, obviously, kind of like we have our own in-house process and our own, you know, kind of onboarding process of like, you know, kind of say if someone approaches me and they're interested in becoming a client, you know, we'll jump on Zoom, see if we're good fit. Then they'll send me a project that they'd like kind of, you know, kind of quoted for. And then, you know, I always jump on Zoom for about 30 minutes with preferably kind of the end client to understand the brand voice and tone and that kind of thing. And just the general goals of the website, if it hasn't already been covered in the discovery. And then we always go ahead and do the research if you know, kind of it hasn't been completed already. We always do our own research anyway. But then, you know, kind of we always write the homepage first, get sign off on that, and then go ahead and do the rest of the sitemap. But everyone works differently. And it's, you know, it's figuring out what works for you and what's included as well. So kind of, you know, kind of have an open and honest conversation with your copywriter, you know, kind of like we said, you know, you guys would do your own keyword research. So, you know, can they work with your keyword research? Can they do the keyword research for you? Are they writing the meta titles and descriptions for you? Or are you expected to do that? Or is the end client expected to do that? How many rounds of revisions are included in the price? If, you know, kind of if they are including revisions or anything like that. And turnaround times as well. That's important. Especially kind of if you're hiring, you know, kind of a new copywriter to your agency anyway. You know, kind of how does it fit into your project timeline? You know, kind of can they give you a set deadline of when you'll have the content complete? You know, for us, kind of obviously we're white label, so it's a done for you solution. So we work with the end client as part of our client's agencies kind of thing. Yeah. But you know, kind of how is the feedback process going to go? So are they going to give is the end client going to give feedback to you? And then it's kind of like Chinese whispers and passing it to the, you know, kind of the copywriter through you, or are they taking hold of the project management of that part of the project for you? So there's a lot of that goes into it. And I know kind of listeners, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is way too much. I know it sounds like there's a lot into it, but to get copywriting done correctly and properly, and that's going to do, you know, your design, your development justice, kind of, you need to think about these things when you're hiring a good copywriter, and a good copywriter will have the answers to all of these questions.
Brilliant. Important. So, and I know we're talking about projects here more than maybe retained services, but just to tie sort of then one part of that up is, if we were doing a project together, okay, we get the homepage copy from you, which I can strip into a homepage design and show to the client. Do you prefer or normally supply copy ahead of the design process, or would you agree like a number of words? So let's say, you know, the about page, we know that's going to have 750 words on it. So I could, as the designer, I could go and put 750 words of lorem ipsum in to at least get the design process kind of underway, copy pending, or how do you normally manage that? Or can you work either way around?
So on a personal level, and I'm going to be biased, of course, because I'm a copywriter, but I think projects should always be copy first, content first. Mm-hmm. So the kind of the user journey through the actual text and the different points of conversion and stuff is incredibly important to make sure the website is converting. Like we provide kind of all of our copy in, they're very basic wireframes, but that's what we use. And then the design can be kind of created around those sections. Which is handy enough. But we do have a couple of clients that prefer to do design first. That's just how they like to work. And you know, kind of, I personally prefer content first, 100%. I think it you know, kind of content should always dictate the flow of the page, the layout of the page and stuff. But it's personal preference, I think. But yeah, I'm
going to
be biased here.
No, That's absolutely fine. I'm just, I'm sort of thinking, you know, I know when we've quoted up projects before, you know, we have particular invoice stages. So if you are trying to, I suppose where I was coming at it from was if you were trying to insert the copywriting process into that, mm-hmm. I guess the most obvious answer is just to put an extra invoicing stage in around about the completion of copy and put that in as the process that is the first thing that happens during the process.
Yeah, so you can. It's a great way of keeping end clients on track, so they have to sign off on copy and you're not going to get caught up. Kind of a lot of our clients include it in what's, you know, phrased as the design phase. So kind of content and design are kind of wrapped up in one payment, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, that kind of thing. Because the two are heavily kind of married to each other. You know, good design needs good copy and good copy needs good design. I mean, you could design or write a beautiful website, but if the design or copy is terrible, it's just not going to work anyway. But yeah, that's website text anyway. And like, I know we're talking about kind of, you know, recurring work and retainers and stuff, but yeah, content marketing, you need a solid, reliable content writer to kind of provide the work for you. And I mean, if you have someone that is well used to the industry and well used to kind of working to deadlines and stuff, it's not an issue. I think Yeah, that's another topic we can delve into if you like.
Well, so just then maybe moving on from the projects, moving into more of the recurring revenue streams. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people listening to this podcast will be either running recurring services or exploring the opportunity to run recurring services. And by recurring mm-hmm. services, I'm not referring to things like hosting or domain renewals or maintenance plans. They're more of kind of service level bills, if you like. Maintenance plans maybe pushes that boundary a little bit, but I am talking things like SEO retainers or social media marketing management, that kind of thing, even funnel development, those kind of things, higher value than the sort of low ticket stuff.
Yeah.
So do you work with clients who are providing services on those bases?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, I would say at this point, kind of 60% of our business would be kind of recurring monthly work. So that can kind of vary from, you know, kind of like your blogging, your email marketing, you know, kind of landing pages and lead magnets, LinkedIn posts, social media posts. And I'm just trying to think what else I've forgotten. Oh, and like, you know, kind of a great one that you can kind of sell as well is optimizing, you know, existing pages on their site. So, you know, kind of we all know those. Well, maybe we don't all know those clients, but, you know, kind of some clients are kind of either don't have the budget to do a complete overhaul straight away and they want to work on it month by month, and kind of you do, you know, kind of a service page, you know, every week or something like that. So, you know, kind of we do have a lot of that coming in, to be honest with you, which is great. Recurring is just beautiful. It's beautiful work, I think, all round for sure for everyone involved.
Well, and of course, on that page optimization, that also means that if anyone listening has recently launched a website where either they or the client has gone and done the copy, now's the time to have a discussion that says, hey, you know what, maybe we should get a specialist to look at this. Your website's, this is how your website's performing and it's not doing badly, but it could do better, so maybe we need to get a specialist to look at this, and we can go through sort of and post date some of that content for you. That'd be a good place to start.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, kind of I'm a big fan of, you know, reworking website text over time anyway. You know, kind of you want to keep it fresh, you want to keep it up to date. You know, Google loves it, people love it. It is a kind of a nice way of approaching old clients that maybe haven't invested in a while, or, you know, kind of are doing like the minimal, but you'd like to kind of push them into, you know, and a little bit, you know, that doesn't give them a heart attack at the same time. It's like, oh yeah, no, kind of, you know, this is an ongoing program of, you know, improvements that we can implement for you, kind of, you know, like either once a month they do like a section on their website where you go through the text, you update it, and, you know, kind of you make sure everything's optimized and Google friendly, and you have, you know, new meta titles and descriptions if needed, all this kind of stuff. But it is a nice way of kind of approaching older clients and just being like, hey, it's time for a touch up on things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when we're working with a retainer client, we work on quarterly sprints, although we don't call them that mm-hmm. to the client, we call them quarterly cycles. So we agree the commercial targets for the website for the year. And then every quarter, we're checking in with those targets to make sure we're either not too far behind them or whether we're on them, or whether we're not too far ahead of them and we need to readdress the target itself. Mm-hmm. So if we were working with you on that basis, would that be information that would be helpful to you? Do you get involved with that kind of side of the conversation, or you know, I'm guessing that's a bit more on the strategy side than the actual copywriting side. So I'm just trying to gauge the balance with that.
Yeah, no, I think it's integral to know the reasoning behind what you're doing. So, you know, kind of, I'm a content strategist. I don't get to do as much strategy as what I'd love to do. But, you know, kind of, it is very important to kind of know the metrics and know the deliverables involved, and to kind of, I think, on a personal level for, you know, kind of working with writers as well, it is nice for them to see the end results. So, you know, kind of, it's the same with, like, you know, if you have a developer on the team, so often you're involved, heavily involved in creating this beautiful website and getting clients results. But once your part is over, you don't actually get to see the results. So I think it's, you know, kind of on a business level, it makes sense so that, you know, kind of everyone's on the same page. We know the goals in mind, you know, kind of we know what we need to be aiming for. But on a personal level, it's really nice. Like I absolutely, it's one of the reasons why I love email marketing is, you know, kind of you can log into Klaviyo or whatever and you can see exactly how many sales your email got for a client. And that is so rewarding, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that's one of the main differences or one of the biggest differences between being just purely a content writing service and being a content writing partner, or, you know, that could be a partner in anybody that's running any kind of recurring service should take something from what you've just said, because, you know, that you could replace the word copywriting with SEO, with, you know, design, with whatever. It's so important to where you can see how that loop is closing, because there's other things you can glean from that might actually make you close it better more often for that client or for future clients as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, it's very rewarding, but it's also, you can learn from it as well. So if something didn't work, you can figure out exactly why, you know, kind of, and we have one lovely, lovely client who's fantastic, and we just write his Google ads for him. And every single month, kind of, we see what actually, you know, resulted in results and, you know, kind of if anything missed the mark. And then we work and try and, you know, make sure that we're tweaking it so that it gets the best results possible. So I think, you know, kind of like with any kind of team member, you know, your copywriter, they want to see kind of how they can improve. They want to see, you know, kind of if, you know, things are changing in the industry, because we all know how much Google loves to just, you know, move those goalposts. But it's...
Oh, why do they always do it on January the 1st? That's what I want to know. Why January the 1st? I've just had a nice Christmas and, you know, you've got the backlog of email and then they go and do that to you. Why January the 1st?
I think they do it on purpose. They're just like, oh, yeah, you got Christmas off.
I'm sure there's a WhatsApp group somewhere which is like, let's just pee off agency owners around the world. Hey, when would be the most inconvenient time? I'm sure there's a WhatsApp group which is like, let's pee off Pete the most as well.
I swear, I'm just waiting for one to drop like just before Black Friday. You know it's going to happen at some point. They're just like, oh yeah, do you know what? We've ruined the holidays every year. Let's go for the biggest shopping week ever. But back to the point I had. Sorry, I just got off the tangents.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's nice to be involved. And that's kind of, you know, kind of there's lots of different, you know, kind of ways of running an agency, and being, you know, kind of like a hands-on personal service isn't for everyone. You know, you may not want, you know, kind of to, you know, be that involved in kind of your client results or anything. But for me, I get genuine, you know, kind of happiness from just seeing, you know, other people achieve results and kind of we've been a part of it. I think that kind of makes for a better working relationship as well, for sure.
You know, for me, funnily enough, I don't, you know, it doesn't drive me to get out of bed every day to go get out and do the same thing over and over and over again.
No so way.
It is that. Really, I'm sorry if I gave that impression. but, you know, it is that. Consultancy stuff, that extra going that extra mile, having that contact with your clients, being able to push the envelope a little bit, being able to share with the stuff that works and the stuff that doesn't work, even though that might be a bit challenging sometimes, they're the things that keep it fresh and keep it keep it enjoyable, and building a team around you that you can have a good time with, where, you know, you can just jump on Zoom and say, or say, look, if you've got 10 minutes, let's just grab a coffee and have a chat and whatever. Yeah. They're the kind of things.
It's nice just to catch up sometimes as well, you know, because, you know, let's face it, most of us are sat at screens for the majority of the day. It's nice to actually talk to other humans that understand what we do, because, you know, digital agency life is very unique in some ways. So it's nice to be able to, you know, chat to other agency owners or just, you know, your own team members. But I it's one of the things that I like kind of working with, you know, companies long term as well. You know, it's kind of like we've, you know, like I've known some of our clients for, you know, 6-7 years at this point, and it's so nice to see them kind of, you know, whether they've started off and they're just entering a new niche, and then, you know, they're getting on stage at, like, you know, the major industry events, and they've got a book that, you know, kind of you helped write, and then they're promoting the book, and, you know, it's, you know, kind of we've had people that have, you know, paid off their mortgage, and I'm not taking, you know, responsibility for that one, but it's just nice to see them achieve their goals and know that you've helped them along the way a little bit, I think. Absolutely. So
if anybody's wanting to get started on this journey, in a minute I'll say how can they get in touch with you, Abby, but where's a good place to start? What advice have you got? Is there any resources you've got that out there that you can, you know, that would be a good starting point, particularly if maybe people are a little bit concerned about the costs and not knowing about, you know, they're a little tentative of taking those first few steps?
Absolutely. So I'm not sure, can I provide you with a couple of links, but I did write a blog post on how to price copywriting and the ranges that a variety of different copywriters will charge. So I can hand that over to you if you can link to that.
Perfect. It's just, that'll be the show notes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. So like it compares kind of like freelancers with agencies with, you know, kind of like specific specialists in different niches and stuff. So there's a variety of kind of like, you know, and how to figure out what is the kind of writer you need as well, because, you know, hiring an agency isn't for everyone. Hiring a freelancer isn't for everyone, you know, and yeah, so there's that. I can definitely kind of pop that over to you. I would say if you're interested in getting more hands-on, I know that most agency owners listening are just like, what? No, I don't want to add more to my plate. But if you do want to kind of explore content and kind of the reasoning behind great content and, you know, kind of how to deliver great content to your client, there is a fantastic book that I always recommend to everyone that I ever talk to, Content Strategy for the Web. It's like 200 pages. It's tiny. It's super interesting to read. It's Christina Halvorsen. She's very personable. The language is really easy to understand and stuff. It's a fantastic intro to like the entire kind of content strategy world, if that floats your boat. if not, just outsource to somebody else. But if you are interested in, you know, kind of, you know, getting to grips a little bit more with copywriting and stuff, it's a good starting point for sure, and it covers the basics of everything, basically.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So then I'm going to ask the question. I mean, guys, you know, look, I hope you've experienced in the last sort of 20 minutes how personable Abby is, how she, you know, she's just so light and bubbly, and you know, you can talk to her about anything that you need to about this kind of stuff. So if people did want to reach out with you and get more from you and, you know, experience working with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Thank you for the compliments, by the way. So I have thecontentlab.ie is my website, and you can email me abby@thecontentlab.ie. I also have a set of white label copywriting templates with guides and stuff that you can use and your clients can use as well. And that can be found at contentgoodies.com. I was amazed that contentgoodies.com was available. I'm just going to say it. I was expecting that to be gone. Like, that's a fantastic website address.
That is a good one, I must admit. Yeah, that's you sure you didn't have that on like back order or something, or, you know, where it gets deregistered and you go and order it quick kind of thing?
No, yeah, I was just like, oh, I'm gonna call like the, you know, the side company Content Goodies. It's literally just you know, it's a great tool if you don't want to hire someone just yet. It'll give you everything you need. It's the templates we use in house, and guides for, you know, explaining stuff to your clients and stuff. But it's a handy little kind of intro to doing copywriting kind of in a more streamlined process way. But yeah, so thecontentlab.ie is the website. Log on. You can see all of our lovely writers, including my dog Bosco. He is team manager, just head of everything. Amazing. But yeah, that's it. I'm just babbling at this point, Pete. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I do have to say that. So when I ask people, you know, when people get invited to the show, they do need to fill in a very short form, including things like their bio and a photograph and this, that, and the other. And I believe you're the only one in 139 episodes to have mentioned their dog in their bio. So.
Oh God, I'm that woman now. I can't even remember what I wrote. He comes up a lot. He's a border collie, so he just herds me all the time. And everyone in the office as well. He'll herd you and just be like, okay, well, you need to do this now.
You know, so it's, funnily enough, I've got the Content Lab about page open in front of me. And your description in there says, recent convert to the Oxford comma, nature lover, dog enthusiast. It's the third most important thing about you.
I'm going to base my entire personality around my dog. There's nothing wrong with that, okay?
Hey, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to judge at all.
I'm judging myself. You're okay.
Abby, it has been an absolute blast having you on the show. Thank you for making the time. I'll invite you into our Facebook group. So I know you're very active on Facebook. I know you're part of Kyle Van Dusen's admin bar. You're very active in there.
Oh yeah, the admin bar. We'll drop a link to Kyle's admin bar. I love it there. Everyone's so lovely, and I can't wait to join your Facebook group. I'm terrible. I need to get off Facebook.
It's all right. Don't worry. No, don't get off Facebook. I'm just inviting you to the damn group, woman. Right. obviously, I'm not forcing you to join. Just before I start getting emails,
chatting to everyone is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Look, Abby, I'll tag you in the post when this episode goes live. All of the links that you mentioned, I'll link up in the show notes. Apart from maybe your email address, you did say what that is, and I don't want to be responsible for you getting spammed. So I'll maybe not link that one up, but you have mentioned it, and it's been a delight to have you on the show, and I'd love to have you on again sometime soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Pete. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No worries. Cheers.
I'll definitely be back.
See you soon.
Thanks. Bye.